I'm not good on substances in general. I'm your friend that if I have like three or more alcohols, I'm like, you don't even love me. You didn't even notice my new jacket. But my friends are like alcoholic bullies. They're like, drink it, chug it, slam it. I'm like, I can't. It's a daiquiri. It'll hurt. I'm not a manly man. I know I look like a quarterback, but inside I am all cheerleader. Like, if I was strangling one of you, you'd be like, oh, your hands are so soft. Oh, death tickles. Thanks for exfoliating before my murder. Are there any ladies out here doing a girls' night tonight? You getting crazy? Yeah. Woo, yeah. Girls' night, girls' night. We're not going home until somebody cries. It's a girls' night. Yeah, I made it shimmer. A lot of macho guys get pissed when their girlfriends have girls' nights, and me too. Because I'm invited. My girlfriend's always like, it's just us girls, and you can compete. And then I get way too drunk, and I cry, and we go home. Yeah, I have a girlfriend who's real, and I know, shocker, right? Yeah, I have a girlfriend that's real. It's so funny, when we first met each other, she's like, I'm so happy that I finally met a sensitive guy, right? But now that it's like 3 years later, she's like, dang it, who used all my body wash? And I'm like, guilty. Right? Because here's my thing. Why would you ever use bar soap when there's a product in our shower called Enchanted Peppermint Kisses? You're dang right. I want some Enchanted Peppermint Kisses. I want to smell like a unicorn that farts Altoids. But she got so mad at me because I don't know how to use body wash technology. I didn't know you put a tiny little drop in the poofy thing, and then he suds it all up, and you do your whole body with the tiny little drop. I had no idea. I was like, arm, other arm, leg, other leg, this area, repeat. I used a half a bottle. This stuff costs $38 a bottle. That was a $19 shower. This body is not worth that. She got so mad at me. She goes, dude, if you don't stop using all my Enchanted Peppermint Kisses body wash, I'm going to tell your best friend. And I was like, well, why would you say that to my cat? By the way, my cat licks himself clean. That's a way weirder shower. Sidebar, have you guys ever made eye contact with a cat while it's licking itself clean? The cat's just like, oh. I feel dirty. So my girlfriend, she goes and tells my second best friend, Ryan. And Ryan confronts me. He goes, dude, if I ever saw you using Enchanted Peppermint Kisses body wash, I would take away your man card. And I was like, dude, in that scenario, you are the one watching me shout. Which is weirder, me using a delicious body wash or him lurking in my bathroom? Waiting for the aroma to plume over the shower curtain. Going, hey bro, is that some Enchanted Peppermint Kisses? Sniff, sniff. I'm gonna take away your man card. Ka-chink, ka-chink, ka-chink. Hand it over. Trying to be more rugged. I All right, that laughter was hurtful. I wore a bomber jacket for you guys tonight. Yeah, this is my manliest top. Yeah, I call it a top. Yeah, but I don't know if you guys can tell by the shiny zipper. It's Lululemon. I look like a dance mom. I look like the dance mom that's like, I sewed the entire team's jackets and then I made one my size. I'm so Midwestern, I should have like a stomach tattoo of a crock pot. With pot holders that say, live, laugh, love. I've been trying to be more manly, and this is my personality, so I can't change that. So I was like, maybe if I don't speak, I'll be manly, right? And I just grow out stubble, so I grow out the stubble. And now I've been looking at people. But I have this haircut, so I just look like if the Property Brothers had another brother. Who's not a twin, you know? That's kind of my general coolness vibe in life. Have you ever seen a family that has two special twins and then they have their other kid? Like, this is Larry and Terry, I'm Gary. Hi. Yeah. Oh, I hope I haven't offended anybody tonight. That's my nightmare, you know? I hate conflict. Unless you guys like it, and then I love it. I like whatever you guys like, you know? Look at this sweet face. I'm tall, dark, and pleasant. I never want to offend anybody. Like, the other day this guy sneezed. I wanted to say bless you, but instead I was like, happy holidays. I was like, Feliz Navidad. I don't know what to say. But it just feels so good to be with people again. Do you guys feel that way? Yeah. I've been so lonely lately. The other day my Bluetooth speaker was like ready to connect and I was like, ah, me too. I want to connect so bad. I want to connect with people that don't even want to connect with me. Like, I just moved into the first house I've ever lived in, and my next door neighbor is this burly biker dude. So I went to go meet him, right? Why wouldn't you want to meet me, right? Yeah. So I go to meet my neighbor, and he goes, what's up? My name is Chainsaw Mike. And I didn't want Chainsaw Mike to think that I didn't also have a scary nickname. So I was like, what's going on? My name is Indoor Dining Pete. Yeah. Yeah, I'm dangerous. I touch door handles and everything. I touch door handles, but I touch them way up here now. That's what I do. There's less germs at altitude. Right? I'm Michelle Obama, the door handle, right? Other people go low, I go high. That's what I do. But now when I walk into a building, I just look like a stripper who's starting her dance. Like, I don't just enter, I create an experience. And then, you know, before I leave, I wipe it down. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what my pet peeve is now? Is when motion sensor sinks don't recognize my existence. Isn't that the worst? I'm just standing there waving my dumb hand like, how pale am I? This thing's looking at my hand like, nah, that's just more sink. It's just judging my bone white ivory hand. I'm standing there waving my dumb hand. It's giving me no water, but motion sensor hand foam is like, eerie, eerie. I'm here for you, buddy, eerie. I'm like, oh, paper towels are like, So what do? You try different hand motions, right? You're like, I'm gonna go really slow. I'm gonna go really fast. Then you end up doing like an interpretive hand dance. Like a weird Cirque du Soleil. But then what do? You're like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna finesse it like a little bit. Yeah, and then it rewards you. It's like squirt, you're like, oh. So that's what gets you going, all right? You just wanted me to be a gentleman about it. I was watching. Me too. Why do motion sensor sinks work like 4% of the time? But if you're sitting down on a motion sensor toilet and even one flake of lint floats into that stall, you're like, oh, no. Motion sensor toilet's like, gotcha. It's shooting Niagara Falls temperature mist into your butt crack skin. It feels like 1,000 dog noses are nuzzling your butt cheeks. Has that ever happened to you guys? Well, it's terrifying, right? Because like that noise is like 6 inches below your most tender bits. It sounds like a jet engine with suction. It just, I'm so afraid it's gonna be like, boom. Just suck my junk off. All right, I realize now that was a poor word choice. Yeah, I grew up in Wisconsin, yeah. Oh, ooh, yeah, all right. Yeah, are there people in here from Wisconsin? Yeah, well, you're from Wisconsin. Do you know Dave? He looked at me like, I am Dave. It's been a while. I love Wisconsin. Oh, yeah, I'm from Wisconsin. That's why everything I say sounds like, oh my gosh, crepes, teeter tots. Everyone in Wisconsin talks like this, and when you confront them with the accent, they're like, oh no, we don't talk like that, no. No, we talk like they do on the news. And I'm like, no, you don't. You've never turned on the nightly national news and heard them be like, oh my God, we're out here in Washington, D.C., and let me tell you guys, it is a ruckus. We talk like idiots. I used to live in New York City. I don't know if you can tell that by how dangerous I am. But when I first moved there, I auditioned to play a Brooklyn police officer on the TV show Law & Order SVU. Yeah, woo. Yeah, women love Law & Order SVU. Do you guys know what the premise is of the show Law & Order SVU? It's crimes only against women. And when you say Law & Order SVU, women are like, woo! My girlfriend loves that show. She'll be like, why do I have nightmares every night? I'm like, do you think it's your ladies murder show that you watch before you close your peepers? Do you think? Oh no, it must be the olives on the pizza. I auditioned to play a Brooklyn police officer having no idea that I did not have a Brooklyn accent flowing out of my face. I walked into that audition, I was like, freeze, criminals. The director was like, no. You're gonna play the victim. Because look at this wholesome face. I do not have the face of a hardened criminal. I have a face like, oh, so that's who drinks almond milk. Look at me. I look like I stay in shape by only flying kites. Like, dude, you're getting jacked. Yeah, it's been gusty. I scare people with my friendliness. It's weird, and I know it. And I wish that I could stop it, but I can't. I walk down the street, I say hi to everyone. I'm like, hi! People are like, no. Don't do that, you're scaring my kid, all right? I think that's why I don't have any children. I think even my swimmers are too nice. I think they swim right over to the egg and they're like, I don't want to be a bother. I'm just going to hang out over here in the friend zone. If you want to make a baby, ram into me. Sorry. It's hard to be tough with my name because my name is Peter. Peter. That's not hardcore. Nobody's ever been like, hey, whose Harley is that? It's Peter's. I asked my dad, I was like, why did you name me Peter? And he goes, because I thought it was the strongest sounding name in the Bible. And I was like, oh, no, you could have named me Satan. Pretty sure nobody would call me Satan, Satan Pumpkin Eater. And even if they did, I'd be like, ah, you know? Crazy. My dad was like, no, Peter is a tough name because it comes from the Latin word that means rock. So your name means rock. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that's a lie. Because otherwise he would have called himself Dwayne the Peter Johnson. Can you smell what the Peter is cooking? You don't want to get smacked around by the Peter. I don't like my full name. My name is Peter Lee. My name's... It's not a good name. If you're in a dark alley, who goes there? Peter Lee. You'd be like, I'm getting a wallet. My name sounds like a word from a cheesy romance novel, like she Peter Lee sauntered towards the window. He pressed into her, his chest heaved, Peter Lee. My name sounds like an old Irish woman feeling sorry for you, like, oh, you poor thing, you look all Peter Lee. Oh, here, have a beer and a blanket, you Peter Lee bastard. Oh, put your head on my teeth. It. I just want to be more dangerous, you know? I want to be hard and soft, like Velcro. I want my nickname to be... I just want women to think that I'm dangerous in a sexy way, but I never want to make a woman feel in danger. Does that make any sense? Yeah. Yeah. Like... The other night, I was leaving a bar, and there was this real cute girl left in front of me. She was all tipsy. She was on her apps, you know? So I was like, all right, Pete, hang back. Don't make her feel in danger. Since she's super slow, and then she turns left, I was like, oh, man, I got to turn left there. Then she turns right, and I was like, that's where I was going. So finally, I just yelled after her. I go, you are not in danger, ma'am. I was so insulted, she turned around and she goes, I know. Yeah. I was like, well, now I don't feel emotionally safe. And could you walk me home? And she took me as far as she was going. So that was good. I got mistaken for being a really bad guy the other day. I was in one of those like college campus, like safe space coffee shops. Like, you know the ones that I'm talking about, right? Where you're like, achoo, and they're like, triggered. I burned my mouth on my coffee, and this gal, she thought that that would be a really good teachable moment for me. I was in pain. I go, oh! She goes, excuse me, but that is toxic masculinity. I was like, oh, I'm me. I'll take any masculinity. Yeah. I was like, thank you so much. Will you say that again while we FaceTime my dad? But then she wanted to argue with me, and I hate conflict, so I just spoke her language to her. I go, sorry, I can't fight with you because I'm doing a conflict cleanse. And she was like, what did you say? And I was like, mindfulness. I think I'm like the furthest thing in the world from a toxic man. Like, I look like if CBD oil had a mascot. Like, you're just a few drops away from a smile. You know what I'm like? Have you guys ever been sitting on your toilet and your bathroom door is shut and you're like, oh, I am all alone. And then all of a sudden your cat's paw slips under the door. And he's like, alone no more, mi amigo. I want to be in there with you so bad. That's like me, but with friendship. I just wish I was different. I mean, look around this room. No woman in here is looking at me like, oh man, I bet Pete would ravage me all night. There are women in here looking at me like, I bet Pete has good penmanship. And I do. I don't have a hardcore vibe. I'll tell you the vibe that I do have. Like, if I sat down next to you on an airplane, you'd be like, oh, this guy's gonna wanna talk. And I do. I wanna talk so bad. Like, I choose the middle seat on purpose just so I have more options. I'm like, yeah, shoulders in. It's a snuggle storm. Here's a little life tip. If you're ever on an airplane and you're in that middle seat and you make direct eye contact with your seatmates and then you wiggle, you'll get your own row. That's actually the best way to avoid conflict in life, right? All my friends are studying jujitsu, MMA, kickboxing. I'm like, you don't gotta do all that. Just make eye contact, wiggle. No one will fight you. I was in a bar the other night. I accidentally spilled this man's beer. He goes, hey, you want to take this outside? I was like, be right there. I got outside. I was like, where is he? Oh, stranger. Hooty-ho. You want to wiggle together? I got my white belt and wiggles. The funny thing about that is that I have a black belt in Taekwondo, but I got it when I was 13 years old and then I quit. So do you know what that means? That means I could destroy anyone in here physically. I could crush you as long as you're 13 or under. I've only fought children. Sometimes I get nostalgic. I'll be in a Dairy Queen. I see a little kid in his karate gi. I'm like, God, I want to kick his ass. Put me in, coach. I stare him down like, I'll hit you so hard your shoes will light up. But women always say that they want a bad boy, but my whole thing is, no, you don't. You don't. Which would you rather have, a guy that's like, oh my God, your rack looks great in that dress? Or would you rather have me that's like, oh my God, that dress has pockets? Women love dresses with pockets. If you're in love with a woman, you want to blow her mind, go steal her favorite dress out of her closet. Take it to a tailor. Have him install pockets. Take her out on her dream date. In the middle of the date, be like, hey, babe, could you put my chapstick in your pockets? She'll be like, what? I don't have any pockets. Oh, I got those pockets! Pockets! I would have put my chapstick in this pocket, but my pants are too tight. These are not sitting jeans. I tried to sit down earlier. It was like a trust fall. I was like, oh boy. I love women. I used to live in one. I'm not bitter that I got evicted. Well, it's funny because I grew up with a mom who was really embedded in the feminist movement, and that's great, but like it was a little bit confusing as a 10-year-old boy because I'd be at these like marches and picnics and these women would be like, men are bad, and I'd be like, I'm becoming one. Crap. Well, I guess I'll half-ass it. And here you have it. I'm what happens when you tell a little boy never to become a man, and then you give him zero further instructions. But one thing I can't stand is when people say that women are weak. Women are not weak. You give birth to people. Yeah. You are so strong. You would never pretend like any other animal was weak just because it was the female of that animal. You'd never be standing on the beach going, oh my God, I can't believe that Larry just got eaten by a girl shark. Girl sharks be crazy. Yeah, they're emotional leaders. She's like, oh, why did I eat all of Larry? Bridget, why didn't you split Larry with me? Now I feel like a sea cow. I just love the idea of a shark named Bridget swimming around the ocean with an overbite, being like, oh, you did it again, Bridget. Oh, classic Bridget. I think that women are the source of love in the world. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think women are like trees. You know how trees take all the bad air out of the environment and then they do science stuff and then they're like, I don't know, I don't understand it. They take all the bad air out of the environment. They do science stuff and then they're like, I give you good air. I think the whole world just shovels crap and pain at women, and women just, they do science stuff. And then they're like, I give you love. But that being said, I think there's only so much crap and pain that you can have shoveled at you in a lifetime. That's why if a woman ever just sees a man sitting in tranquility, she's like, I can change that. Wait, he's just sitting there happy? Not on my watch. Hello, sir, I see your love and I give you crap and pain. Yeah. I think women are smarter than men and I'm not pandering. I really think that. I think you have, yeah, I think your brains are amazing. And I have friends that they're in denial of that. They're like, no, I'm smarter than my wife. I win arguments against her all the time. I'm like, you half live in your garage. Men, we need to level with ourselves. Our brains are not superior. Like, we cannot win an argument with a woman. Our brains cannot remember every single word that they've ever said in chronological order. With instant recall. The other day, I had a disagreement with my girlfriend. I go, oh yeah? When did I say that? She was like, October 3rd. 7:27 p.m. I was waiting for her to slide a piece of paper across the table and be like, that's your statement. Do you want to read it back to me? It's notarized and everything.